Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 29th, and the whole week ahead. The moon's in Gemini, which is lovely, and the connection to Jupiter in your sign is more than agreeable. It's beautiful. What a day to do all the things you enjoy doing, but the important thing is laughter. The important thing is enjoyment and laughter, and that's what you should pursue more than anything. If a friend calls or a loved one calls and says, let's go off and do that, as long as there's a bit of comedy involved, go and have fun. Here's your Sunday stars, probably a little bit different to yesterday, which was about entertainment and enjoyment. Today is kind of resting a little bit easier and pulling back a wee bit. Problems, if not problems, there may be worries or anxieties over a job or a career or work situation. Well, you're not going to solve it by worrying about it. And in fact, later on tonight, you're in a much better position to pinpoint what it is you need to do to get things back on the career straight and narrow. And here's your Monday stars. The moon's in Cancer, and for you, this is a day connected with ambition and professional matters and anything to do with prestige and your personal success. The stars are a little bit erratic. They're all over the place. So it means that you'll win some and lose some. I suspect someone's going to contact you, if not today, then tomorrow it could be. But it will throw a light on what you need to do to make progress professionally. And here's your Tuesday stars. Now, I love your stars today. Particularly good to be out with friends. If you're a member of a group or a club or an organisation, then the more you can do with people who you share a mutual interest, the better. There's a lot of enjoyment around, but also there's something almost sexual with these stars. I'm just wondering if you are going to meet somebody at a club or a social situation where there is some kind of amorous pursuit. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, with Mercury moving forwards at last in your house of relationships, check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Mercury in the seventh, things will start to unravel more and you'll understand more because the past few weeks, there's been all kinds of problems and difficulties coming from getting hold of the wrong end of the stick. Slowly but surely, you'll be in a position to take a partner into your confidence, and you'll be able to talk to each other much more honestly and openly. And here's your Thursday stars. Put the Sun and Neptune together, and you've got a really sensational connection that's going on here. It's really very intimate and quite sexual too. So if you're wooing somebody, or maybe there's some kind of anniversary or important date coming up in the next few weeks, these are the stars which help you plan something fantastically romantic. Because with these stars, romance shines upon you. And here's your Friday stars. Now, the first part of the day, the more you can be away from other people, especially those that you know wind you up, the better. What you don't want to be doing today, unless it's later on this Friday, is mixing with people who really do get your goat and get on your nerves. Because with a square between the Moon and Mars, it's very temperamental and extremely contentious. Wait till later on in the day when things simmer down.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.